necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman. And we're going to be talking about what is going on financially throughout the world. And certainly this ties into what's happening politically. But we're living at truly amazing, amazing times. And the financial world that we have known certainly is going to cease to exist. There is an organized effort to bring austerity to the world, to actually increase social unrest, to lower the standard of living for people in Europe and here in the United States. And most people really don't understand what's going on. But you see, we've actually sold our freedom for the good times that the government has provided for us. And they have all sorts of these wonderful programs, but the trouble is they can't afford them. We're actually financing this wonderful utopian society by, of course, borrowing money from ourselves and from other people throughout the world. Since we can't really borrow effectively from other people, they're simply in the process of destroying the value of our currency, because 42 to 43 cents of every dollar the federal government spends has to be either borrowed or created out of nothing. And eventually this always leads to the destruction of the value of the currency and chaos and destruction of the society. Bob Chapman, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, you're welcome.
And why don't you give us your take on what's going on in the world? Because people know what I think. They want to know what you think.
Well, over in Europe, we're coming up on December. And from about December 7th through the 10th, maybe the 7th of January, really, really nothing happens. It's just another vacation like we just experienced in July and August. The whole world could come to an end and they'd still be on vacation. Not very serious people. So that means you're not going to get much of any decisions, with perhaps the exception of the acceptance of the new ESM, and that's possible by the end of the year. Again, it's my opinion that the solvent nations have decided to let loose the unsolvent. And that's six countries, and it may be more. And that'll probably take about a year to accomplish. And in the meantime, they expect to shore up the remaining members, which would be about 10. In the meantime, they're going to have to absorb all those bond losses, because all of these countries are going to totally default. And those losses are probably around $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion. And that would be losses taken by banks as well as sovereign countries. Pick it up on the other side.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, what you're seeing is these countries over in Europe are doing exactly what we're doing, and that is that they're spending a lot more money than this coming in, and you can only do that for so long a period. They're simply borrowing money and offering more and more benefits to the people, which the people love. But, of course, eventually the whole thing falls and goes bankrupt. It's happened throughout the centuries. It's going to happen again. Bob, go right ahead.
So what the banks and the governments in the solvent country is going to have to do is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
All the problems, and but Germany wants to maintain its sovereignty. But in the end, she's going to relinquish German sovereignty, join Germany together with the other stronger European nations. And of course, this is all really about, nobody's going to tell you, but it's really all about doing away with national sovereignty and bringing about a united Europe. This is what it's really all about. What will happen to the pig nations, we don't know, but probably they'll eventually be brought in. But it's all about doing away with national sovereignty so you can have a central bank for all of Europe that will be able to control everything, just exactly as the central bank of the United States controls our economy and can keep printing money. 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, it has to be created out of nothing, and eventually, of course, the whole thing collapses. But this is what they want. Out of chaos will come the new world order. Would that be a fair estimate, Bob?
Well, it's certainly what they've told us in the past, and that's what they're shooting for. How long it'll take remains to be seen. They've got a lot of problems. They get a lot of arguments among themselves. So it could take 2 years. It could take five. We just don't know. but it's not good. But in, you know, in the meantime, the longer time that we have to inform people, the better it is, because lots and lots of people will learn what these people are doing. So when the whole thing collapses, which it must in time, then they'll know who to blame. And then they won't let them continue to run this banking system, which they've destroyed. And this is nothing new. It's happened a number of times historically. And so that's where we get our basis for ideas that we have about where everything is going.
And, Chris, what they want to do is unite the Northern Hemisphere. They want to unite Mexico, Canada, and the United States into one large nation. That's what NAFTA is really all about. Oh, they tell us it's just about trade. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying, just like they're lying to the people over in Europe. They're not interested in serving a European community. They're not interested in simply a European currency, because it makes it easier to go from country to country. They want a united Europe. They want a united Northern Hemisphere, a united Southern Hemisphere, a united Africa. It is all part of the stepping stones to the one world government. But you see, they cannot allow even one nation to be free. Every nation has to be brought in, because if one nation was free, people would go there, they'd become prosperous, and of course people could be impoverished in this coming world system. And so they have to bring every nation in the world into this system. And when you understand this is what's going on, and they will kill any leader, any world leader who stands in their way, and this is why we're killing leaders throughout the world, have a plan of assassination. After all, Gaddafi didn't want to go along with a one-world government. He even wanted to have a gold-backed currency. Heavens, what a terrible thing. And so we simply had him killed. And this is the way the world really works. It isn't very nice to know it, but the people who are in charge really are not nice people. But they do have an agenda, a goal. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
I agree wholeheartedly. And you and I have been saying this since the 1960s.
Right.
And finally, people are listening.
Well, I think that's really what's so exciting. Well, certainly as things get worse and worse, well, I think people are going to be looking for answers, and they're going to get those answers from you and from programs such as ours and Alex. And they're bringing the information out very, very well. I think Alex is doing a great job. Joyce is doing a great job. And hopefully more and more people are beginning to understand what it's all about, and hopefully at least some of them are making preparations to survive the period of coming chaotic situation. As they lower our living standards, they destroy the value of our currency, they destroy the value of our savings. And well, what's going to happen to the dollar, Bob? Right now it looks pretty good, doesn't it? The price of gold and silver are falling, the dollar is looking pretty strong, and why is that happening? I mean, it seems to be about a degree going just the other direction.
Well, it's because the euro is going down. That's the main component, and the USDX, which has just gone up from about 74 to about 78.5, which is not a great leap, but it's a positive leap for the dollar. But it's only because it's the best of the worst. And being the best of the worst in this case allows you to get stronger. And on the other hand, if you can compare all, we'll talk about the 10 currencies that are probably the most important in the world. If you look back over the last 12 years, they have appreciated, depreciated, by more than 20% per year on average versus gold and silver. So there's a good case to be made for being in gold and silver, in spite of the volatility created by government. And so the dollar will have its little hiatus on the high side, and I think there's going to be more, at least from today's outlook, more trouble between January and June for the euro than there will be for the dollar. But You just don't know for sure. There's so many things going on out there. I mean, we had the collapse of a commodities company, and which was, I guess, medium-sized. And that stirred a lot of consternation. And
you're talking about MF Global?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And we don't know exactly where that's going to end up, but it's my guess that the problem was that J.P. Morgan Chase made a margin call on MF, and in that process, the cash was not available, and so they removed cash from client accounts, hoping that one of their investments would work out and they could replace it. Well, it didn't happen that way, as we now know, and Morgan received all the money. Now, the question arises, did Morgan know where the money came from? And I can promise you they did. Can it be proved? I don't know. The FBI went in at the beginning and went into the backroom superstructure and got the things that they needed to get. So they know where the money went. And people who were blown out of their positions because they were asked for margin, and some of them refused by saying, well, I got piles of money in my account. And the receiver said, no, you don't have anything there anymore except the positions. And so they would have had to have reset the positions or sold them out. And actually, they sold them out. And that's all they could do. What the people should have done, who were in question, was to have made the margin calls if it was possible for them to do so. I'm sure many of them couldn't have. And all of that will come later in the lawsuits. The whole commodity business is rife with criminality, always has been. I've never recommend anybody at any time to go into the commodity market, and I never will. And you don't really have a contract. The rules change every day, and anybody who's in there for any period of time should know that and probably knows that. It's a Wild West circus, if you may. On the other hand, if you look at securities, number one, as far as I know, no one has ever lost stock. No one has ever had stock taken away from them, nor the balances in their accounts. And they have CIFIC insurance. It's a totally different ball game. And you cannot borrow securities from an account to lend for shorting unless it's a margin account. And it's probably 85% of the accounts are non-margin, about 15% are on margin. With people who buy gold and silver shares, 99.9% of them do not use margin. So there's no chance, if you have a cash account, that they can use your stock for anything else. And so you'd get two different types of situations here. And unfortunately, there have been those in the news who have told people that there's little or no difference, and that's not true. And that's why some of these newsletter writers should be more responsible rather than feeding disinformation to the public.
All right, well, what do you think is going to happen? You think that the churn down in gold and silver is just sort of a temporary thing? After all, they said they got the silver down to $31 an ounce. Gold is, what, $1,680, something like that, an ounce. Is this a temporary thing, or do you think that it's going to stay down there for a time, maybe until the middle of next year?
Yeah, go right back up again.
Okay, so you really think this is only...
Yeah, they can't hold it down, and I don't know that they want to. They're accomplishing along the way the things that they want. Tomorrow is gold and silver options expiration. I expect the bottom is already in, and it'll turn and start moving back up again.
All right, fine.
All things will be interrupted. We won't probably get 2,200 or 2,000 by the end of the year. We probably won't get 3,000 by the end of February.
Hold that thought.
We might have to wait another 6 months, but it's going to come.
Okay, fine. What if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 4.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Saying that he thinks that the European currency as we know it today is certainly going to be gone in a year or two, maybe 2 or 3 years. We don't know what's going to happen, but there are so many uncertainties. Certainly, there are all sorts of revolutions taking place in the Near East and the Middle East. Certainly, there's the very possibility of a created or managed war between perhaps Israel and Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all as phony as a $3 bill. It is a staged crisis. Remember, we brought the Ayatollahs to power in Iran. We have kept those Ayatollahs in. I believe we've kept them in under subterfuge of one form or another. But, you know, certainly if you go back to 1979, the CIA installed the mullahs. Why would you do something like that? For the same reason we would have installed Fidel Castro in Cuba. You have to have an enemy. Fidel Castro is an excellent enemy. But, of course, when you understand that David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit him regularly, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller, who leads the Trilateral Commission, who leads the Council on Foreign Relations, you realize that nothing is as it would appear to be. And so much of what's going on today is simply showbiz. To keep the people entertained, and we always want to have another war. We've got a war over there in Afghanistan, almost 550,000 troops fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda, but nobody wants to talk about that. And when everybody brings it up, why, they say, well, those members of Al-Qaeda are plotting against us. That's why we need all those troops over there to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. It's all phony, and I fear that an awful lot of American boys have lost their lives, had their lives ruined, been either killed or maimed or wounded psychologically or physically. But it doesn't matter to the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They have a goal, and they have to keep the public entertained as we move towards the New World Order and the One World Religion. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and we're talking about what is really going on behind the scenes as far as the finances are concerned. Well, Bob, do you think we're going to see a continued contraction in the American economy? Do you think maybe we've reached the bottom and we can begin to expand our economy from here?
Well, the past figures for the past 3 months have been mixed. And we'll know more about the situation. But if I had to guess, I would say it will be to the downside. And next year we'll probably be lucky without stimulus of some kind to come up between minus one and even on the GDP growth, which is no growth. That's already being projected for Germany. They're on the way down, GDP growth-wise, as is Japan and China, Brazil. And so the whole world's slowing down. What are they going to do? Well, if they inflate again, they're just going to make the situation worse, and they probably will. And on the other hand, you have this tremendous downside. And that downside is the banking problems both in America and England and Europe and other places as well. And so I think what you're going to end up with here is probably a recession to a depression, depending upon which country you live in. And it's not going to go away quickly. It's going to last 5 or 10 years. And so they're going to be fighting, so to speak, just to keep their heads above water, the economists and analysts and strategists and politicians and bureaucrats and technocrats and there's things that they just can't control. And I think things, generally speaking, are out of control, and that's not very good. And so I think that's what's going to happen the next couple of years or more.
Okay, let's go to Tom calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Robert Chapman. I appreciate all the opportunity to speak to him. Several years ago, he appeared on the Pat Kiley program, and Pat Kiley's now going to jail. Well, they stole all of our retirement money. Well, we contacted one of the banks involved that held my friends and our money, and they said they sent us that they might do something for us. The bank might take responsibility.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Christian radio stations in the certainly in the Northwest, and he was always saying, you know, there's all these bad guys out there that try and take advantage of you, and boy, you're so lucky, you know, you've come to me. He was one of the most certainly best talkers I've ever heard. He was a real scam artist, don't you think, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. He was horrible, and they destroyed so many people's lives. And these are people with investments. There were people like myself with not that much, and then other people, school teachers, and you know, retired military, and you name it. And anyway, the reason I'm asking Mr. Chapman is because he's one of the people that helped to discover that Kylie was a crook, and so that's why I figured he might be able to guide us through this. How do we approach this one, since the bank has been willing to negotiate with us.
The first thing I hope you'll learn is never put your money with a third party.
No.
And, you know, basically, of course, we've had a number of people come to us, and they wanted to advertise on our program one or another scheme for holding money, and We did have one that I think did take advantage of a few of our listeners, but there's been a lot of others, and we just say, no, I said that we will not accept your advertisement, because, of course, you know, if anything happened, I would feel responsible. And,
oh, sure.
And so basically, do not listen to anybody who wants to hold your money.
Oh,
invest
absolutely.
It on your own. It's a very expensive lesson, Tom, but just get yourself an attorney who advise. I think Bob's absolutely right. Anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
No, I just wish both of you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for just being there to be able to ask this question.
God bless. And let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering, the big investors, when they pull out of a country, when they pull out of their investments in a country, like, say, for instance, the United States, where do they usually go for their money? How does that work? I mean, I know there's gold. There's probably vast amounts of gold in this country, probably in New York City, probably underground. Probably they have vaults of gold. You know, it seems to me like it's like a little game, like where they transfer, you know, money back and forth, you know, from Europe to the United States. You know, it's almost like it's instant communication and instant money traveling back and forth. And then you have these investors that are controlling that money. And it seems to me that, well, when I think about the Occupy movement, I think, well, why not? I mean, these people are in control of our destiny. You know, these ugly, evil people are actually in control of what's going to happen to us down the pike.
Well, do you think that the Occupy movement is going to accomplish anything serious?
Hmm?
Do you really think that the Occupy movement is going to accomplish anything worthwhile?
Well, I don't know.
Do you ever wonder who's financing this movement? Do you know, we're the 99%.
I don't.
Well, basically, it's the people of great wealth. They want us unrest in our country. They want to have a situation where law begins to break down. They want to be able to justify a military control. They want to be able to justify police state control.
Yeah,
so they create the problem on one side, but they've already got a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, what would your comment be for Ray?
Well, I think you're
well,
right.
Excuse
me. Bob, I interfere with you.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right. The folderol that goes on, you would like it. It wouldn't go on, but it does anyway. And that's why I said earlier on in the program and many others that the only way to solve these problems is to take the power away from the bankers, because that's the key to their control over us. So even though people don't like to hear me say this, it's going to happen anyway. And that is, most people are going to lose most of what they have.
Well,
and they're going to have to start over again.
Here's a new...
But the punchline is, in that process, the banks will go down, and the whole financial system will collapse. And in that way, and at that time, we can take that control away from them.
Okay, Ray, a parting thought before we let you go.
Well, just one other thing is that there's plenty of people out there now that are actually working and working homeless. There's a new category of people that are working homeless. They have no homes because they couldn't pay their rent or they couldn't pay their mortgage. And now they're working, but they're homeless. And the government's giving them workfare, you know, jobs. You know, it's sickening.
Well,
and Bill Clinton what's his name, the mayor of San Francisco, was involved in a little scheme about getting people jobs with the federal government but not paying them. It's just... atrocious, you know, what they're doing.
Well, Ray, it's going to get a lot worse, yeah, I fear.
I know.
It's going to get a lot worse. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Joe calling from Michigan. Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm gonna say what I think is happening. I want to hear what Bob has to say regarding it. I think the present state of affairs, I thought this for last month or so, that, you know, being with the imposter in the seat off the president, he started his campaign, and I believe that he is going to keep the gas prices down. Yeah, I mean, he's ripped our economy apart at the seams, and I believe that right now he's putting everything in place. Even though it's ripped apart, he's just going to make it look good as possible. He's going to keep the gas price down. He's going to keep the economy looking as good as possible, so that when, you know, November of next year comes, everybody's going to say yes to him. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be as simple as that. Those things could happen, and it would be helpful to him. But you've seen the us talk about the total overall problem that exists in the European, British, and American theater financial operations, and I think that the deterioration process during this next year is going to be very bad. And I think he's going to have a hard time getting elected. And who he'll run against remains to be seen. I hope it's Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul can easily beat him. But will he get that nomination, or will he have to go to a third party? And we don't know. But, you know, that's the last hope we've got. And if that doesn't happen, you should see the letters I get.
Yeah. I see our economy, just our country, is like, we're like a drug addict that these politicians just keep feeding drugs, you know. And it's just, it breaks your heart in that, you know, you just wish that, I really want to see us hit the bottom, because that would be the best thing for us, so that we can see the truth. We can see the truth and begin again. I heard you guys talk about that before, but that really, to me, is my hope and my prayer.
I think that that's a very well-placed hope and prayer. But I think that the supposition that Obama really runs anything, Obama is simply a figurehead for the people who gave him the $600 million that he used to get elected. Certainly he surrounded himself from people from Goldman Sachs, the banking industry, his new chief of staff, William Daley, just by chance happened to come from J.P. Morgan Chase. It's all a scam.
Oh yeah.
The president is simply, as they say, he doesn't determine what happens, and it's really the people on the other side want. If they want Obama to get reelected, things will be great. If they don't want Obama to get elected, things will be terrible, and I rather think that Bob is right. We're in for a very difficult time this coming year, and if we had a decent Republican candidate, he could win. But we don't know who the candidate's going to be, and believe me, the establishment, the last thing they would want would be Ron Paul as the candidate, because they can't buy him. Okay?
Nothing's impossible with God. We can pray. I'm praying.
Well, you just keep right on playing. God bless. And thanks for calling, Joe. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Eric calling here from... Okay, do you have a question for our guest, Eric?
Yes, I do. Peter DeFazio of Oregon has introduced H.R. 419, tax all Wall Street transactions. I'm hoping it's 9%. I'm hoping that maybe Herman Cain is the impetus for this. I'd like to ask Bob what he thinks about a 9% transaction sales tax on all Wall Street activities. And
what are you talking about? Herman Cain's 999 program. That's 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, and 9% corporate tax. Is that what you're asking?
Well, actually, to understand, I don't know if that's such a great strategy.
Well, let's get Bob's response to that. Bob, what do you think about the Herman Cain's 999 program?
I don't think it's going to be a lot better than what we've got already. The people have to remember that, like, when I first lived in California, federal taxation was about, it ranged from, at the top levels where I was, from 60 to 80%. And you had a 15% state tax. So you're in for at least 75%. And wealthy people don't spend a lot of money. You might think that they do, but they don't. And so my feeling has been, number one, eliminate the IRS, because it's nothing more than a political tool, and the people deport themselves like they were some sort of a Gestapo. Second of all, what will cover the cost? I would guess somewhere in the vicinity of 20%. And that would be a tax collected by the federal government, and it wouldn't be an income tax. It would be a tax on all of the activities of people. Some people say, well, poor people would be more affected than the wealthy. Maybe that's true, but I don't think so. And I think that that kind of a tax would include businesses and everything else. And so if your business made $100,000 for the year, you'd pay $20,000 in taxes. And the same with income, et cetera. And I think that would be the fairest way to do it.
All right, because my thought is that what we really need to do is cut back on government, get rid of most of the federal government because it's unconstitutional, and that's the only way we're ever going to solve our problem. The American people are going to have to wake up in the fact that we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the world put together. Who are defending ourselves against? Why, the 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there in Afghanistan. That's why we have to spend more money than all the rest of the nations of the world to defend ourselves against those 50 members of Al-Qaeda who are being funded by the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, who's being funded by the CIA and the CIA drug money. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Jack. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for our guest. But basically, of course, if we had a 20% federal sales tax, then, of course, here in California, we'd have another 10% or 9% state sales tax. Be almost 30% sales tax. I think this would really have a tremendous impact. I'd far rather cut government than increase than increase taxes. Myself, we've got to cut back. We do not need a Department of Education. We do not need a Department of Energy. We do not need a Department of Health and Human Services. We do not need a Department of the Interior. We do not need a Department of Housing and Urban Development. We'd be far better off without the EPA and without the FDA and have those services done at the state level, because at least they would be protecting the health of the people rather than up for sale to the highest bidder at the national level. Let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from Tri-Cities area. Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question or comment for Bob?
It was a comment talking about MF Global, and I thought either Bob or someone I had listened to kind of recently was saying, now I do know that Salente was saying that he had told them that he was going to take delivery on his gold in December. And so I was wondering, I thought I had heard someone say that that's exactly what these companies are going to do, is when people finally get to the point where they decide they want to take delivery, that these companies are going to go bankrupt, run with the money, and let the stockholders wipe out the insurance company.
Bob, how would you respond to Leslie?
Pretty broad brush. First of all, as I said earlier, people who are in the commodity markets are looking for trouble. And some of them have been there for years. And they don't understand that there's no rules. It all depends on what the CME says they are this week. So you've never had any protection except that which would voluntarily come from the members, who are the large banks. As far as his positions, we don't know the other side of the argument. He said he was long, had plenty of cash in his account, was going to take delivery. But he also said he was on margin.
He did say that when he called to pay the margin, that that's when he was told he had no account money. And so...
No, that's what he said was they were asking him to meet a margin requirement. And he said, there's money in my account. And they say no. They said, no, there isn't. So the money was removed probably by Corzine and his group of merry men. And I think that it was used to pay off a margin call in cash to J.P. Morgan Chase. And they had have known where that money came from, and that's why it's all hush-hush, and they won't say anything. The FBI is investigating this as well. And they're going to have a hard time trying to get around them. But I think there'll be criminal indictments.
Hold that thought. I'll be back in just a moment. Okay, let's quickly go to...
Is this Suzette we have on the line?
Yes, Dr. Steve.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We do what we do 5 hours a day to try to inform people and educate them about what's happening. Most people do not understand that behind everything going on today, there are powerful financial interests that control both political parties, that control the military, control the banking industry, control most of the major corporations, control certainly the media, control
Ossie Sproul and Greg
parties, control the educational system, the tax exempt foundations. They know exactly what they're doing. They operate through the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and they effectively control the governments of the world. It's not simply by accident that the new premier of France the new premier of Greece is a member of the Trilateral Commission, and the new premier of Italy is a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only about 85 to 90 of them in Europe. If you want to get their names, who the members of this subversive organization is, and this is a subversive organization, go to the website. It's trilateral.org, trilateral.org, and so there's a place there where you can actually say, click here, and they'll give you the membership list. You'll find out that what we're telling is true. The world is ruled by far different forces than most people understand. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then to understand what's really behind this, and which nobody's going to tell you, you need to get my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. The syllabus goes with both of those talks. Then, of course, we hope you'll get my talk on the best enemies money could buy, the World Revolution, the DVDs, but that give you tremendous information. We do have, of course, the CDs on the there are 5 CDs in a set on the October 23rd Radio Liberty Conference. We have a great new 4 CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews is 4 interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. That's John Loftus and the War Against the Jews. Then, of course, we have a new 4 CD set. It's called Secret Knowledge. It's my interviews with Jonathan Gray. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly get that information. You have our permission to copy them if you want to. Help us get the information out. If you want to understand what's going on as far as the weather modification, we have 2 excellent DVDs. One is called What in the World Are They Spraying? The other is called Weather as a Weapon. Weather as a Weapon. There are 2 DVDs. And then, of course, we have 4 tape sets on chemtrails, on HAARP. Certainly on weather modification, there's a 4 CD set, a 4 tape set on weather modification. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a book on weather warfare. We have a book on HAARP. And, of course, we have a 4 tape set on HAARP. You need to understand they're controlling the weather. And they are spraying up there. You need to get Roslyn Peterson's excellent talk that she gave at the conference. You can just get that talk separately. It's on a CD. But get and understand what these wicked people are up to. They are controlling the weather because they can create storms, they can create droughts, and because they can destroy crops. And basically, they're doing this all throughout the world today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Go there. You can listen to us 24 hours a day on a computer, iPod, iPhone, BlackBerry. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Bless America, land. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and certainly for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be views of Avi Lifkin. And we've had Avi on a number of times through the years. We've spoken at various conferences with him. Avi is a very fascinating fellow. He's certainly raised in America. He's an Israeli citizen. He's married to a woman who works for the military intelligence, who speaks a number of foreign languages, and so she is constantly listening in on the broadcasts over there in the Arab world, and Sydney is able to. We get a certain amount of information on what they are talking about in the Arab world. But right now we have Avi with us, and Chris, I've asked him to talk about what's happening over in Israel. He's over in Israel at the present time, and I want to get his interpretation of the stories we're hearing that suggest that Israel is going to attack Iran in the not-too-distant future, and how much of this is real, how much of this is simply manipulation of the American public. Well, let's get Avi's ideas on this, because he's far closer to it than I am. Hi, Avi, how are we doing?
Good morning from Israel. How are you today?
Good morning. Of course, it's tomorrow morning over in Israel, for those of you who don't know. But anyway, so it's actually Tuesday morning over there. Tell us what you think about what's going on. We've heard about this latest Atomic Energy, International Atomic Energy Commission's report on Israel, on Iran, saying that they certainly are just about ready to develop the bomb. Of course, I really wonder how much of this is true, how much of it's propaganda. But under any circumstances, they're doing everything they can to convince us that Israel is on the verge of attacking Iran. Is it justified? Is it unjustified? If Israel were to attack Iran, would this provoke a massive retaliation of at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of missiles from Syria and from Lebanon and from Gaza and from Iran on Israel? Couldn't the tiny Israel withstand an attack of that magnitude? Avi, you tell us what you think about what's going on right now.
Okay, well, clearly, Iran is working as quickly as it possibly can to bring about a, catastrophic nuclear attack on Israel and perhaps Saudi Arabia, because the Iranians see Saudi Arabia as the enemy, because the Saudis are Sunni Arabs and the Iranians are Shiite Persian Muslims. So they're completely different people. And there's this struggle going on between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And so it's not only Israel. I think the people who feel more threatened actually are the Saudis and the Kuwaitis and the Bahrainis. And it's not just Israel. And of course you have American bases in Turkey and I think in Qatar you have an American base there. So everyone feels very threatened by the growing military menace and aggressive activism of Iran. The Saudi and Sunni Arabs are basically demanding that America do something about Iran. I think that what we're seeing here eventually is a three-point plan to overthrow the Iranian regime and replace it with a United Nations-backed, proportional representation democracy or quasi-democracy. But the important thing is get rid of the Ayatollah regime there, which has only one purpose in its mind, and that is to destroy Judaism, destroy Christianity.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Avi. Okay, Avi, you were just saying that the purpose of the Ayatollahs over there is to destroy Christianity, to destroy Judaism. So do you think that we are plotting? Are we going to have a war? Are we simply going to overthrow the Iranian government by subversion?
Okay, well, the point you make is a very good point. In my third book, I've written five books. In my third book, Islamic Threat Update Almanac, number one, I wrote in 2003, rather not that I wrote, I quoted the then Israeli Secretary of Defense, Moshe Arend, who said in 2003 that within 1 year, in other words, 2004, the Iranians would already have a bomb. So obviously we're now in 2011, almost 2012. And so, you know, I wonder, Moshe Arend is a very reliable person. Why would he say in 2003 that within 1 year they'd have a nuclear weapon? And then in the end, it seems like, you know, 7-8 years have gone by. And indeed, there's a lot of subversion going on. There is a war taking place right now already. By the way, 12 CIA agents have been captured by Hezbollah in Lebanon and by the Iranians in Iran. They're not American citizens, but, you know, they are people working for the CIA. And I just pray to God that they haven't been executed and that they won't be executed. But, you know, the Iranians don't mess around. They don't have the ACLU. But this question of subversion has been going on for a long time. The incredibly large blast that took place in Iran a couple of weeks ago, you know, they say the Israelis had nothing to do with it. It was a work accident, if you will. But a lot of strange things have been happening in Iran. To their scientists, to planes that mysteriously fall out of the skies, mysterious explosions. You also have to remember that there is an indigenous Iranian terrorist group, so-called terrorist group, I call them freedom fighters, the Mujahideen Khalq, and these people are vehemently against the Ayatollah regime. And they are, you know, working with the CIA, they're working with the Israeli intelligence. So there are a lot of forces there on the ground in Iran, as well as in Lebanon, that are working to gather information. And indeed, the capture of the 12 CIA agents was a major blow to U.S. efforts. But, you know, these things happen, and nobody goes to sleep. But people continue working to make new intelligence groups. And you have to have intelligence groups. Every country loses its people in this intelligence and subversion war. And the fact is that there has, it seems like there has been some pretty big success with the CyberNet, with the Stuxnet, in stopping or at least postponing the Iranian nuclear plans. So there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, that neither you nor I know about, but,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney. Avi is simply talking about the fact that there is a lot going on in the way of a subversive activity, or let's put it a different tone, activity to overthrow the current regime in Iran. And certainly there is an active, Avi would call freedom fighters, such as Moshe Shadeen over there working with the CIA and with the Israeli intelligence to overthrow the Iranian regime, the Ayatollahs from within. There have been some explosions recently. Everybody says they're spontaneous. Avi obviously doesn't believe that. He believes this is all carefully coordinated. He believes there is a well-organized, well-financed effort to overthrow the current regime in Iran. Would that be a fair statement, Avi?
Very much so. And I would even add another thing. Since I know, Dr. Stan, that you are an expert on history, and I know you're very well-versed in things that happened in World War I and things that happened in World War II, and we have to be if we're talking about these issues. Iran was divided up in World War I between the British and the Russians, into a British zone and a Russian zone, because there were very reliable fears that Iran was going to join the Germans under Kaiser Wilhelm and be part of the Axis. As you know, Turkey was, if remember parts of Arabia, Turkey was part of the German, Austrian, Turkish Axis, fighting against the British, the Americans, the French, and the Russians. So Iran was occupied by British and Russian troops. It was divided into two zones. And this nonsense about joining the German-led Axis was quashed. Now, in World War II, Iran, again, was divided up between the Russians, the Americans, and the British into zones. I think that, again, this is my personal opinion, but if you remember a week ago, President Obama met in Hawaii, in Honolulu, with President Medvedev of Russia and with Hu Jintao of China. And you have to think to yourself, why would the Russian leader and the Chinese communist leader go to Hawaii to meet with President Obama unless there was something major going on? These guys are not going to go all the way to Hawaii to have a cup of coffee with President Obama. I personally think that plans have been drawn up, plans are being drawn up for the eventual showdown with Iran. I believe that the Russians and the Chinese are only interested in money and power, and they have a price. And President Obama offers them a slice of the pie, which is, you know, of course, zones of influence or zones of occupation in Iran. Iranian regime will be overthrown. It will be replaced by a United Nations-backed occupation with the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, the British, others, occupying Iran, overthrowing the regime, establishing, like I said, a quasi-democracy under UN auspices. But most important of all, and here we get to the real question, I think the problem here is not nuclear weapons. The problem is an insane regime. The regime in Iran is insane. And they're developing a nuclear weapon, which will lead, by the way, to a nuclear race in countries like Saudi and Egypt and in Turkey and others, because they say if Iran has nuclear weapons, we have to have nuclear weapons. Everybody's afraid of Iran, not just Israel. Israel is a very small player, a very minor player here. But like I said before, the Egyptians, the Turks, and the Saudis are Sunni. They see Shiite Iran as a theological threat to Sunni Islam. But here comes the most important thing, and that is the oil. Iran sits on top of the oil that could provide answers to the globalist economy. You know, people are afraid of, I mean, barrel of oil is close to $100 already. People are afraid of it going up to $150, $200, which could really be the final death of the world economy. And so if you get the Iranian regime overthrown and you give the Russians a slice, and I mean, this is not what I believe. This is what I think is happening. Let the Russians, the Chinese, everybody, you know, thirsty and hungry for oil. And the world economy has to be saved from the insanity of Iran. The Chinese, you know, they're thoroughly committed to pay them their price. They're thoroughly committed to a successful world economy. You know, if Europe goes down, if America goes down, that ain't good for China. And as for Russia, you know, the Russians, you know, also, they will work with you if you pay them the price that they demand. And I think the price is the division of Iran into zones, the exploitation of the oil reserves that Iran does have, and save the world economy.
All right, I'm sure our listeners out there, Alvin Lipkin is certainly a political observer. He's comes to the United States and has done a number of talks, and I've certainly heard them. I've been on the same speaking platform with him. He's written 5 books, and certainly he has an excellent overview of what's going on. Now, he's living in Israel at the present time. Will he be coming over here for another tour, Avi, or are you going to be staying over there for the time being?
Well, you know, after 21 years of the work that I'm doing, I have 2 new projects I'm working on, which may require that I stay here more in Israel, including the creation of a Judeo-Christian political party to run for the Israeli government elections. And secondly, my son and I have established Lipkin Tours to bring Christian evangelical groups to Israel. And actually, I am supposed to go to Colorado for a week in about 2 weeks from now, but just to Colorado and back to Israel. And then January to March, I'll be coming to the States for a drive, lecture circuit from New York to Florida to Texas and back to New York. Usually California, which is where you are, I do in the summers. So, you know, eventually I'll get out to California too.
Well, I hope I see you at one of these conferences. Well, anyway, because obviously has a much different attitude towards what's going on, and certainly we hear a lot of talk about, and remember, you know, we are constantly manipulated by what we read in the newspapers, what we see on television. We're being told, of course, that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. Israel is planning on suddenly attacking Iran. At least that is the idea. Or maybe the United States is talking about attacking Iran, or somebody is talking about attacking Iran. We heard just simply within the last couple of weeks that the United States has given the bunker buster bombs to Israel. Iran has given bunker buster bombs, I should say, Obama has given the bunker buster bombs to the United Arab Emirates, the government in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi? I mean, what are they doing with bunker buster bombs? You know, they could do it to use those against Iran. Iran, of course, is one of the largest trade partners of the United Arab Emirates. And why would they want to attack Iran? I didn't even know they had an air force. But so much of what we get is simply propaganda. They're manipulating our minds. It was Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, who said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. How much of what we get through the media today is true? How much of it is just propaganda? And of course, we so much disinformation and misinformation on the internet. So this is the way we wanted to talk to Avi and get his views on this. Now, Avi, do you think that there will be a war in that area? Do you think this is all just talk to throw us off the track?
Well, firstly, regarding what you said about Abu Dhabi, this is the first time I have heard from your mouth about bunker buster bombs in Abu Dhabi. I think that it's not a question of the Abu Dhabi Air Force, which I doubt even exists. I think it is a question of pre-positioning by the U.S. military. And you've got to remember something. As much as I personally do not like the Democratic president of the last 40 years, President Clinton was the former President Clinton was the one who built the Horashim pre-positioning storehouses in Israel, just northeast of the Ben-Gurion Airport. And it's an incredibly large complex, most of it underground, by the way. And Israel is like a land-based aircraft carrier for the United States of America. And so, you know, I am very pro-right-wing, and I don't know if you call me libertarian, but I'm definitely pro-right-wing and work a lot with the Tea Parties and with a great distaste for Clinton and also for other reasons I have a distaste for Clinton. So anyway, so I had a meeting, not a meeting once, I was once in a store in New York where my father lives. And the owner of the store is a Jew from Iran, and he's a very staunch Democrat. And he said you're all wrong about the Democrats. And I said, why? He says, you know, the Horashim pre-positioning storage area just northeast of Ben-Gurion Airport was built by President Clinton. And President Clinton has given Israel tremendous munitions and war material. And guess what? He says to me, you, Avi, you keep talking against President Obama. But I can tell you that President Obama has doubled the size of the pre-positioning area just northeast of Tel Aviv and filled it up with bunker busters. So Israel, probably Abu Dhabi also, don't forget, Abu Dhabi is just a stone's throw across the lake, you know, from Iran. And so, like I said before, I think I see a bigger picture here. I don't think so much that it's Israel that will do this. I think it's more a coalition war against Iran. Again, Iran threatens the entire human race. Iran threatens many countries with nuclear weapons. Iran threatens Sunni Muslims with their destruction at the hands of Shiite Muslims. And like I said before, the world economy is teetering on the brink. I don't have to tell you how terrible the world economy is. By the way, America looks very good today. I'm here in the Middle East, and I'm telling you, Europe is going to pieces. And the United States seems rock solid compared to Europe. And again, I think it's because President Obama has a very strong financial backing by the Saudis. And the Saudis, of course, have a very good reason to back the U.S. economy for their own reasons. You know, they want America to be strong to defend Saudi Arabia from Iran. And so regarding Abu Dhabi, I think that it is credible that there are bunker buster bombs there, pre-positioned, and ready for use by the U.S. military when the time comes. Now, again, will Israel attack? Israel might be the trigger for the war, but Israel, I'm sure, would not do anything. Between you and me, Israel will not do anything without America giving green light for it. Now, I'm going to throw in a wild card now.
All right, go ahead. If I could just comment, you know, we're told so often that the Zionists in Israel control the United States. Nothing could be further from the truth. Certainly, Mr. Netanyahu is a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. We put him in power, and we manipulate, I believe, the government there in Israel. Go right ahead, Avi.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
What he says. Avi certainly believes, of course, that Obama has lost a lot of the Jewish vote. He wants to get reelected. He needs the Jewish vote. He needs something to make him look good. And basically, his popularity is falling. So basically, of course, what's going to happen is that Israel is going to, with the permission or perhaps the prompting of the Obama regime, is going to launch some sort of an attack on Iran, and certainly there will be retaliation, missile attacks on Israel, whereupon, of course, there will be a tremendous outcry, oh, we've got to come to Israel's aid, and so Obama will lead not simply an American attack, but a coalition attack, and certainly the Chinese, the Russians, and several other countries there certainly will join, perhaps the Saudis. Of course, the thing is that the Iranians will start certainly lobbing of missiles and weapons at the Saudi Arabia. They'll launch weapons at certainly at the American bases. They'll launch weapons at Israel in retaliation for the attack. And, of course, then this will justify an American attack, an American coalition. America will defeat Iran, divide it into areas, of course, where we could share the oil there with the Chinese, with the Russians. And Obama, when we come time for the election next November, just a year from now, will look awfully good. Certainly the evangelical Christians will praise Obama for having saved Israel. The Israelis, population in the United States, will once again rally behind Obama because he saved Israel from annihilation. And certainly that Obama will look very good going into the election next November. It's a fascinating scenario. Now, Avi thinks that the attack is going to come, what do you think, somewhere between, what, 2 and 6 months, something like that?
Very hard to know. I definitely don't have any date. All I'm saying is, you know, elections are in the United States are 12 months from now. I have to tell you, sir, I am very pleased to be a false prophet. What do I mean, false prophet? I've been predicting wars in the Middle East for the last, 30 years, and I've been wrong. There have not been any major wars in the Middle East, so I praise God for every moment that I'm wrong. I don't know the timing. I think in the New Testament it says nobody knows the time of the coming of the Lord, and nobody knows the timing of wars and the rumors of wars and pestilences and earthquakes. And I mean, these are things only God knows, and maybe certain few people in the globalist one world government control room, like you said, people who we don't even know who they are, who run the show. But I do think it's going to be, in the coming months. I would even be a little cynical and say the following, that if Europe suffers from cold winters, the best time to do this attack against Iran would be in the middle of the winter. Because if you do it in the middle of the winter, there are going to be so many thousands of people freezing to death without heating oil and everything that the world really will insist that the one world government take over Iran very quickly and restore order very quickly in order to make sure people have their heating oil in their homes in Europe. I mean, at least America has heating oil locally. They don't have to import everything. America gets 70% of its oil from, Western Hemisphere sources. But the war with Iran, I think, will be probably this winter. When you say 2 to 6 months, it could be tomorrow. It could be 8 months. We don't even know. You have to remember, presidents very often, like George Herbert Walker Bush, was so popular after Desert Storm in 1991, and then he still lost the elections in 1992. So, Obama probably wants to time this as close as possible to his, hopefully, his re-election. Hopefully for him, his re-election in November, a year from now. So, I can't tell you a time. I have no doubt that the Iranian regime will be overthrown. And pretty sure from my knowledge of World War I and World War II history, Iran will be divided into occupational zones. The Russians will get a piece. The Chinese will get a piece. Everybody has their price. Politics is kind of, diplomacy, it's all prostitution. Everything, people get paid for services rendered. And, but like I said before, it's in the interest of the one world economy that the oil of Iran be taken out from under the ground. And to do that, you've got to give everybody a piece of the action.
Very interesting things to contemplate. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Avi Lipkin, and we're talking about what's going on there with Iran. We keep reading all these stories. Are they trying to frighten us to death? Is war imminent over there? And certainly, if it is, certainly, will we have the support of the Muslim world? Because, of course, the Muslim world is divided. On one side, you have the Sunni Muslims, like the of people in Saudi Arabia, and the other side, the Shia Muslims. We'll be back. Give us a call. America, land that I love.
This is Dr. Stan, and cinema matters, things are happening over there in the Near East and Middle East. Certainly, the government of Egypt has been overthrown. The government of Tunisia has been overthrown. The government of Libya has been overthrown. They're in the process of creating a revolution in Syria. The government of Egypt, Turkey has been overthrown. The secular military has been replaced by an Islamic government, which is now no longer allied with Israel. And certainly the same thing has happened with the government of Lebanon, certainly moving into the radical Islamic camp. There's unrest all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. These are tremendous things. Certainly there are shades of rebellion in Bahrain, certainly in Yemen, in Algeria, Morocco. This is not happening by accident. This is not just spontaneous. If you think this is spontaneous revolutions, you're sadly mistaken. This is, I believe, all being carefully orchestrated. All we say, well, like what happened in Libya wasn't an American operation. That was a NATO operation. Ladies and gentlemen, we pay about 75% of the salaries of all the people and all the expenses of NATO. NATO is the world army, and of course, we are directing this move towards world government. Well, if you have any questions or comments for Avi, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Give us a call. But Avi, before we go on, how can people get your books? How can people get your material? Do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Yes, indeed. I have a website, and I have an 800 number for the books. For the books only, 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. My books, my CDs, and my DVDs, many of which are produced by Chuck Missler, Koinonia House, are available from my website, VicMord.com, www.VicMord.com. Again, www.VicMord, Victor Mordecai, VicMord.com. And people can write to me. And actually, I would like very much for your listeners to write to me. I always like to have a finger on the pulse to know who's listening to the show. And I am now ensconced in my home in Israel, finally, so I can answer it the same day. When I'm on the road, it takes weeks till I answer sometimes. but I'd love to hear from the listeners.
Well, do you want to get out your email then?
Well, if you go to the website, you can write to me through the website, but I also have an email, which is VicMord, V-I-C-M-O-R-D, 2001, at yahoo.com.
All right, fine. Because somebody just, if you can't remember Victor Mordecai, Vic Mordecai, why, I remember Avi Lipkin, and that's Avi Lipkin, L-I-P-K-I-N, and I said you can find his site on the Internet.
Well, by the way, just another little point, if people go to Google search, I mean, I don't really like Google search very much, but if they put in Avi Lipkin or Victor Mordecai, you'll have all the information to track me down.
Amen. That's why I want to mention it. Sometimes it's hard for people to remember your nom de plume, which is Victor Mordecai.
Right.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as in the scenario which Avi's put forward is very interesting. The problem is, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. And certainly, we hope and pray that it would end with as little loss of life as possible. But certainly, if there was a series of missile attacks launched on Israel, how could Israel possibly survive? I mean, Israel is such a tiny country now. Basically, of course, we're told that Hezbollah has 50,000 missiles. People in Gaza, the Hamas has a lot of missiles. They're probably not quite as good, although apparently the quality of their missiles is improving. Iran has missiles. We don't know whether Saudi Arabia would come into the war. Syria would come into the war. Certainly, they're having a lot of problems on their own. But under any circumstances, certainly, how would Israel deal with, say, a 10,000 missiles suddenly launched. I don't see how they could possibly survive the missile retaliation, which we would know would come immediately after an attack.
Well, indeed, we do face a threat of missiles from Gaza, from Hamas, from Hezbollah in Lebanon, maybe even in Syria also. Though, I will say one thing, and I don't know if you've been picking this up in the media in the U.S., Israel is not getting involved in the situation in Syria. This is an internal fight between the majority Sunnis and the minority Shiites and Christians who control Syria. And actually, Israel unofficially has been, there are reports, and I would believe them, that Israel is actually trying to stand with Bashar al-Assad, which is, of course, contrary to the State Department policy, because the monolithic Muslim Brotherhood, which, as you said earlier on the show, has taken over in Tunisia, has taken over in Libya, is taking over in Egypt, has taken over in Turkey. The same Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over eventually in Syria. It's only a question of time. I think the Russians see that. I think the Chinese see that, you know, and I think the Russians and the Chinese are preparing for the day after, you know, when Bashar al-Assad flees. So Israel, I think, sees the Muslim Brotherhood take over Syria actually is more dangerous to Israel than Bashar al-Assad. So there is a commonality of interest here. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my ally. I mean, Bashar al-Assad is not the kind of guy you want to have as an ally. But like I said before, when the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, it'll be the end of the Shiite-Iranian proxy known as Syria. Syria will become a Sunni fanatic Muslim Brotherhood state. By extension, Hezbollah will be taken out also by the Turkish-backed Syrian Sunni Muslim leadership when they come to power. So on the one hand, I mean, eventually that'll be good for Israel because the threat of missiles from Syria, the threat of missiles from Lebanon will be diminished. Lebanon and Gaza, of course, is a problem which is always festering there. And probably the only solution is to conquer Gaza and get rid of the Hamas government. The problem is the U.S. will then force us to hand it over to Abu Mazen, to the PLO. And this will increase the chances of the creation of a Palestinian state, which is also not good. So, you know, in Israel's interest to leave them divided, you know, leave Gaza in the hands of Hamas and the PLO in charge of the West Bank, and let them, you know, fight each other with words. As long as they're divided, there can be no Palestinian state. So, you know, Israel is in a very delicate balancing act here. But, again, regarding a missile, or it may be, by the way, that if Bashar al-Assad is removed from power in a month or two from now, and the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army comes in from the north and overthrows the Syrian military and the government there, you will see Turkish troops on the Golan Heights. You will see the end of, you know, the Shiite Syrian Iranian-backed threat to Israel, but it will be replaced by the Sunni Turkish-backed Muslim Brotherhood threat to Israel, and by extension into Lebanon as well. The Hezbollah are Shiites. They will be terminated by the Turkish army. There are 40,000 Hezbollah soldiers. There are 600,000 Turkish soldiers. So you tell me who's going to have whom for breakfast. So I think Israel is also not perhaps necessarily interested in a war with Iran right now. It could be that the world is watching and waiting to see whether or not the Sunnis will have the victory in Syria, cut off one tentacle of the octopus of Iran, and then cut off the other tentacle, which is Lebanon. And little by little, Iran will be chopped down to its natural size, which will make defeating the Iranian regime easier.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Well, Avi, first of all, thank you for being our guest. It's always fascinating to hear your perspective. If there is a war with Iran, I know there is great concern about the U.S. fleets that are in the Persian Gulf, and China has delivered hypersonic or supersonic Sizzler missiles that could, within 12 minutes, hit a carrier fleet. Are you concerned at all that in some type of war, that Iran, obviously, if they were facing destruction, would use the missiles that they have been given by our good friends in communist China?
Well, indeed, the Chinese did provide the Hezbollah through Syria, through Iran, with such a missile, as you mentioned. And it did hit one of our Navy ships right off the coast of Israel and Lebanon. So, yes, I'm very concerned. The Chinese have given these missiles, sold these missiles to the Shiites. And they almost sunk one of our ships. Luckily for us, the Chinese-built missile hit the one of our biggest ships in our Navy just above the waterline. And so, you know, the ship did not sink. But had it been like 1 or 2 yards lower, that ship would have sunk.
Well, what about the aircraft carriers that the United States
has? Well, obviously, you know, American aircraft carriers for me are like Israeli aircraft carriers. You know, We have the same Judeo-Christian civilization and democracy. And, by the way, I have to tell you something, changing the subject a little. There's only one place in the world where United States Navy, United States aircraft carriers, can put into port and dock, and you have a USO, and that's Israel, you know, where American soldiers and sailors can come and be received by the Jewish people as prodigal sons. You know, we love the American soldiers and sailors and their Air Force men. You guys come to Israel, you're family with us. I don't recommend American soldiers to walk the streets freely in Egypt or, you know, Turkey or any of these countries. By the way, American troops are in Turkey, and they're pretty much confined to base and in Çırlık and in other places. Americans are not safe in Turkey, especially U.S. military.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Herman?
slightly off subject, but I read a report that said Israel has the second largest reserves of shale oil rock in the world, something like 200 and some billion barrels of oil, and that there is a company that thinks it can extract it at $35 to $45 a barrel. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, yeah, of course. We have these reports here in Israel all the time. Probably it'll take a year to 2 years before these deposits are exploited. But Israel, yes, Israel is hoping that it will have more oil and shale and gas, and but it's going to take at least another year or two. By the way, here's another example. of Jewish-Christian alliance. We have an alliance now. Israel has an alliance with Cyprus and Greece. And, you know, we are, Cyprus is like 150 miles away from the shore of Israel. And the international maps have divided the sea between Cyprus and Israel. And Israel is working now in partnership with Christian Cyprus to develop the same oil deposits underneath the sea there in the Mediterranean. And the Turks are going nuts. The Turks are saying, no, it belongs to us. It belongs to the Muslims. Because the Muslims don't want to see the Jews and Christians blessed in any way. So the Israeli Navy, indeed, has increased its patrols around the oil rigs there in those different oil fields. But here you have an example where Cyprus, you know, will be very blessed as soon as the oil and gas is exploited. Israel will be blessed as soon as the oil and gas are exploited. But, you know, these things take years before they come out from under the ground.
Now, where is this oil shale, that oil shale rock in Israel? What part of the country is it in?
Well, I think what Herman is talking about is the land-based shale.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is, you know, not in the sea. I'm also talking about, you know, much right. more significant, and we're much more closer to exploiting the oil and gas out at sea. But basically what he's talking about is basically Judean mountains to the west and to the east of the Judean mountains, because the mountains themselves are limestone. But once you get to the slopes of the, on the eastern and western side of these mountains, then you have a lot of shale. That's definitely true. By the way, I'm reading Josephus, and Josephus is quoting Greek and Roman sources that talk about the asphalt and the bitumen that regularly pop up in the Dead Sea, and obviously there is oil underneath the Dead Sea as well, and in the Jordan River Valley. And so I know of one or two Christian companies, actually, that are drilling just to the west of the Dead Sea. So, you know, I mean, there are a number of areas. It cannot be that all these Arab countries have oil, and Israel's right in the middle of it. We don't have oil. Of course we have oil, but it's like a gamble. You know, you can drill a mile down or 2 miles down, and you could be 1 meter or 1 yard away and not hit the mother load. So it's also a bit of a gamble.
Okay, anything else, Herman?
Final question, Avi. I've been to Israel twice. It was a fabulous experience. But would you recommend folks consider a trip to Israel in the next coming months?
Well, firstly, let me say one thing. Israel has had a number of wars. Tourists have never been killed in these wars. Tourists are very, very cared for and very protected. So yes, I would definitely recommend it any time for tourists to come to Israel. And if you're a Christian and you're a pilgrim, you know, Jesus, this is the land of Jesus. So what better place could you be? By the way, Lipkin Tours, which is the company that my son and I have established, has a website, which is Lipkin Tours. And also we have a direct booking type website called IsraelTheRightWay.com. And you can find more information there. We have found just in the last few weeks, a number of archaeological digs proving many, many verses in the Bible that people really, you know, you read the Bible and it's beautiful, but when you come to Israel and you walk on the ground itself and you see exactly the place where Jacob had his dream of the ladder, or when you find out exactly where Eli, the high priest, in Shiloh, was the high priest, you know, the Ark of the Covenant was 300 years in Shiloh, and Shiloh was destroyed and it basically disappeared, you know, until the archaeologists found it. And actually, it's in a Greek Orthodox Byzantine church that was destroyed and is now being rebuilt. They found a mosaic in Greek that says, "May Jesus bless the inhabitants of Shiloh." And so that's how they know that that's where Shiloh was. And so now all of a sudden, they're finding, they're uncovering a whole city there, which is where the high priest Eli, you know, officiated. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. You're walking on the land. You're walking on the land where the Bible, you know, took place. And you have Jesus mentioned in mosaics there, you know, blessing the people there. I mean, I think it's a great thing. It's a life-changing experience.
It really is. We've been there 6 times. I don't know if we'll ever get there again, but I look back on those wonderful, wonderful trips, certainly, to walk where Jesus walked and really to see the validity of the scriptures It's just exactly as described several thousand years ago. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Certainly, I'll be readily recognized as the fact that much of what's going on over there is political theater, so much of it really doesn't make sense. And we may never know all of the implications of what's going on, but we do know that many times things are not as they appear to be. Well, this is the time when certainly we're going to have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. As you know, we're supported primarily by our listeners. We have over 65 outlets across America and picking up new ones all the time as soon as we're sure that we can afford to do it. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or whatever you'd like to do in the way of helping us. We'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, if you're not in a position to contribute financially, we do ask you to pray for our ministry. Because behind all of these forces and people we talk about are powerful spiritual forces, and until you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle, being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle, and its ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and the institution of a one-world ruler. Until you understand that, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to get our talks. They're on DVD. The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret. They both come with syllabuses. And these will help you to understand better the events that are unfolding today. Then, of course, we do have certainly the information contained in a talk I gave called World Revolution, where you'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, Ambassador Smith, and he will tell you the State Department knew, the CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist when they brought him to power. And then, of course, we ask, well, if that's true, and David Rockefeller's daughters are going down to visit Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro is coming up to visit David Rockefeller and speak before the Council on Foreign Relations, is it possible that everything we think we know about what's going on politically isn't true? And I would like to suggest that is true. And just as one of our earlier callers, Jack from Michigan, was pointing out, certainly it was Mr. Gulen, who works for the CIA, who's a Turkish national, has about $60 billion he got from running drugs with the help of the CIA. And he's the one, of course, to oppose the Turkish government. He has, of course, at least 100, 150 charter schools here in the United States where they're teaching the Turkish lifestyle, the Turkish culture. And he has certainly radical Muslim Islamic schools all throughout the Middle East and the Near East, where they're indoctrinating people in this radical form of Islam. Why would the CIA be pushing that? Well, for the same reason that they, of course, financed the Muslim Brotherhood. If you doubt that that is the case, we carry a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, we hope you want to get a copy of it. And, of course, it goes into the background of how the CIA actually created the Muslim Brotherhood, and how the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, is hard at work today, working against the best interests of America. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, our number 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 21 November 2011. It is Monday. Thank you so much for joining us today. The world is in a chaotic state. Same song, getting a little worse. That's right. It is getting worse. The financial structure in the world now is in, well, it's not as chaotic as it could be. I guess that's the good news. You've got new leaders in Greece, and Spain. Did you notice the orange and blue flags? Did you notice them? All over when Spain's new president, new leader, is making his appearance. Did you notice that? Amazing. It's incredible.
there are blue and orange flags everywhere. I think that is a symbol of something. Now, how do all those people go get blue and orange flags that all look alike if they're not given blue and orange flags that all look alike? Amazing. Well, the super committee has failed, they say. What does that mean? It means they could not come to an agreement. This super committee, unconstitutional as it is, was supposed to bring about reductions, and they couldn't. They couldn't decide. And guess whose fault it is? The Republicans say the Democrat. The Democrat says the Republican. Surprise, surprise. And another New York bad guy caught. We got to talk about this because how amazing. Right after all the ball games were over on Sunday night, they had to have a news conference with Commissioner Ray Kelly and Mayor Bloomberg. Had to have a news conference. Couldn't wait till Monday. He was arrested the day before. They've been following him since 2009. Are you beginning to see a wag the dog scenario put there for your consumption? In the, oh, and we've got to talk about the reenactment that was done of this New York City pipe bomb plot that was foiled. Man, if that was not for all the sheeple out there, I don't know what was. Amazing. Did you hear about Modern Warfare 3? They have this cute little girl on TV to talk about, oh, yes, we got this new video game. Yeah, it's all about killing people. 775 million games were sold the first day on killing people. Does that tell you we're not in trouble? Does that give you an inkling as to why there's murders, there are families, domestic violence problems? 775 million. They have made, since this game was released, it grossed $6 billion.